Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1896, recorded on Thursday the 3rd of March 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Dorothy Sneasby, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Dorothy. We'd like to welcome new listeners, Fred Cooper from Cromer and Johanna Delaney from Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on a project to archive the history of the YMCA, and another on the world's top carriage driver. We also have letters from the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include the arrival of a steam locomotive, the nuisance of A-boards, and further works at County Hall. But first, a knife point robbery.
A city student has described the terrifying moment she thought she was going to die after a robber held her and a friend at knife point. The 23-year-old had been walking home with her flatmate on Beaconsfield Road, just north of the city centre, when they were approached from behind by a man dressed all in black with a scarf covering his face. He pushed them both against a wall and pulled out a 40-centimetre-long combat-style knife, with which he threatened to stab them both unless they handed over their belongings. The Evening News is now offering a £1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the culprit.
A police boss has vowed not to be complacent following a national inspection, which judged it to have strong leadership while delivering excellent performance. Leadership within the force, including all ranks and staff grades, was evaluated by Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary, HMIC, as part of the Peel Inspection Programme, which examines police effectiveness, efficiency, and legitimacy. The HMIC judged the force to be outstanding in terms of efficiency and as good in relation to effectiveness and legitimacy in the report. Stephen Bett, Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, said, "I have said time and time again that Norfolk has one of the best police forces in the country. Now it's official. This is a quite simply fantastic report, and I hope the people of Norfolk take great heart from the fact they have a constabulary performing at the very highest level. In all areas, the force was found to be either good or outstanding, although there would be no room for complacency, as there are always lessons to be learned."
A Norwich restaurant has been accused of allowing its customers to believe their service charge payments are going to staff, when they are in fact being kept by the company. Three employees, two current and one former, have made the claims about the Norwich branch of Bill's on the back of the Ings, one of 72 of its franchises in the UK. They claim staff do not receive a penny from the optional charge, which ranges from 10% to 12.5%, depending on the time of day, despite company policy stipulating it be shared between every member of the team. They also claim to have been told to say they do in fact receive the service charge money if asked, and that it was common for managers to pull staff aside and question why customers had chosen not to pay the service charge if it was removed. Bill's, which has faced similar accusations at some of its restaurants elsewhere in the country, denies the claims and says employees receive all the service charge money once tax has been removed. However, Unite, Britain's biggest trade union, is calling on Bill's to investigate the allegations.
Authors and illustrators inspired hundreds of young readers when the biggest book show on earth stopped at Norwich's St Andrew's Hall. Entertainer Julian Clary was among the writers taking part in the event, which is part of a national tour celebrating World Book Day. Mr Clary, whose second children's book, The Bolds to the Rescue, is out, and he took the stage with the book's illustrator David Roberts. Other literary figures to delight the 1,200 schoolchildren included Geek Girl author Holly Smale, Horrible Histories illustrator Martin Brown, and Liz Pynchon, writer and illustrator of the Tom Gates books. The show also included a performance of Roald Dahl's and The Imagination Seekers.
Thousands of council house tenants will pay less in rent over the next 12 months, but City Hall bosses have criticised the government's mandatory rent reduction for wrecking plans to revamp Norwich's housing stock. Under a bill going through Parliament, the government wants councils to reduce rent by 1% for the next 4 years, which works out at about 79 pence a week, less on rent for tenants in Norwich, making the average weekly rent for the next 12 months £78.44. But Gail Harris, Norwich City Council's deputy leader and cabinet member for housing and wellbeing, said that small reduction for tenants would force the authority to cut its programme to improve the 15,000 council homes in the city. She said the 1% statutory rent reduction results in a relatively modest bonus for our tenants, equating to approximately 79 pence a week. For a council with retained stock of over 15,000 houses, this most certainly isn't a bonus. It has wrecked our business plan. We have had to reduce our spend over the 30-year life of our business plan by £7.4 million per annum.
She didn't tell a soul beforehand, but on Leap Day, she shared her feelings with the world. For 23-year-old Dana Creedon proposed to her boyfriend, Daniel Turner, 42, with a message in a national newspaper. The Norwich model seized her chance on February the 29th in line with the once-in-4-years tradition, which sees women propose to their boyfriends on Leap Day. And she was delighted when Mr. Turner said yes.
The issue of the number of advertising A-boards in the city centre was put under the spotlight at a Norwich City Council meeting. The increase in A-boards used by businesses to advertise in the city streets has led to criticism from charities for the blind and partially sighted, and from civic watchdog the Norwich Society. The City Council is drawing up a new policy over A-boards, which is due to go out for public consultation soon. Members of the Council's Scrutiny Committee discuss plans for the policy, which is to be considered by the Council's Cabinet. The councillors heard from officers that A-boards had been a problem for some time, and the proposed policy, which has been drafted after seeking a number of views, had 11 key points. These include the council being able to force the removal of a sign if it is deemed to be an obstruction, businesses only being allowed one A-board, which cannot exceed a specific size, and the signs having to directly adjoin the business premises.
A University of East Anglia graduate who was spared jail for her part in a climate change protest at Heathrow Airport has insisted she was willing to go to prison to make her point. Ella Gilbert has spoken out a week after she received a 6-week suspended sentence for chaining herself to railings at Britain's busiest runway in July last year. The 23-year-old was the youngest member of the Heathrow 13 climate change activists from the group Plain Stupid, which campaigns against airport expansion. Miss Gilbert, who did her master's in climate science at the UEA, said, "I wasn't expecting to walk out of court, so it was quite a shock. I'd mentally prepared myself over the last month and I'd packed my bag for prison." Miss Gilbert, who used to live in Magdalen Street before moving to London last year, said the protesters had been inspired by the support they had received from the public and MPs.
Its glorious return to the tracks has prompted excitement across the country, with thousands flocking to see it steam its way from London to York. And now, Britain's most famous locomotive is to pay a visit to Norwich. The Flying Scotsman will power its way into the city later this spring as part of a series of trips being planned around the country. The locomotive has been out of action for about a decade while it underwent a £4.2 million refit. but it made a grand return, leaving from King's Cross and heading north to York, where it will be based at the National Railway Museum. It will make the journey from Ely to Norwich and back in May. Passengers have paid almost £180 for a ticket. A spokesman for Network Rail said, "We are all excited to see the Flying Scotsman return to our rails, and we know that many people have waited years for this." Tickets for its journey to Norwich, billed as an East Anglian cream tea outing, have already sold out, but people can turn out to watch. It will depart Ely at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, May the 25th, and arrive in Norwich at 3:30 p.m., returning at 4:30 p.m. for a 6 p.m. arrival at Ely.
A Norfolk detective has revealed how officers helped smash a Class A drugs conspiracy after the tyres of a car used by the conspirators were shot out by police. The vehicle was traced by officers involved in an operation targeting those responsible for the supply of drugs within Norfolk via Liverpool before being stopped in dramatic fashion in Eaton Road, Norwich. Detective Constable Stephen Dodd from the Norfolk and Suffolk Cyber and Serious Crime Directorate said, "Officers working on intelligence traced a car and used tactics to contain the vehicle, while firearms officers used tyre deflating rounds in order to stop it and make the arrests. Following the stop, 1 kilogram of heroin was discovered, as well as a quantity of cash and assets worth more than £25,000, which were all seized by police.
A further £2.1 million is to be spent revamping the headquarters of Norfolk County Council after a decision was taken midway through the project to extend the scope of the work. At a time when the council is making £42 million of savings, even more of County Hall is being refurbished, with the hope income can be generated by leasing out part of the Martineau Lane building. The renovation started in 2013 after blocks of masonry fell. The council has spent £29.8 million against a budget of £33 million, with the current programme of work due to end in the spring. But midway through the scheme, it was decided to add the north and south wings, which had not been slated for refurbishment. In budget, £2.1 million was allocated for those sections to be revamped.